Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was the midweek noon start. Slow start regardless before a sellout crowd at Gainbridge for the Indiana Fever, who left the fans disappointed Wednesday on the short end, losing to Washington 89-84, a club that came in having won only five games. Boy, this can't happen now, especially off of that nice win they had against the New York Liberty. But down 14 at half, 21 after three, did go on a 14-0 run in the fourth to cut it 2-3 with about a minute three to play. Caitlin Clark had 15 of her 29 in the quarter. Fever could never tie it or win it, but there was reasons why.
I mean, it's really hard to win basketball games when you have 23 turnovers, and especially when they lead to 23 points, and then also offensive rebounding. They had 13 points on their second chance points. We had four. I think we gave up 10 O-boards, and we got two. So those two combined together, plus our not very great defense, makes it really tough. But like I said, like, you got to give us a little bit of credit. Like, we really fought and we battled and we didn't give up.
Caitlin Clark, using that word, she scored 15 of the 29 in the fourth, and even in defeat, yet another first for the young lady, the first WNBA player to score 29, 13 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 triples, 5 steals, and 3 blocks. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it was all set to get the broom out for the Rockies with a 4-game sweep dangling over my ball cap should the Reds win this Thursday getaway game. But no. Wednesday night, 6-5 losers down early. Yeah, they nearly pulled it out with a 3-run ninth. Nearly. 11 more strikeouts last night. 13 men stranded on the pads. Hey, I tell you though, if you're Reese Hines, boy, double sevens on the back of that jersey. 1-for-4. He knocked in another run, and this is his third major league game. You know, he set that record with 5 extra base knocks in his first 2 games. 2 of them, of course, home runs. One about knocked it down to the Indiana State line. 6-for-12 now. 2 runs, 4 RBI. Skipper David Bell.
What he's capable of, for sure. And he was having fun out there. He enjoyed it and playing, you know, had some nice plays in the field and obviously contributed at the plate. And it's a good way to acclimate yourself to the team, and to be able to contribute to that is a great feeling for Reese.
Well, let's just hope David Bell doesn't give Reese the day off today. Marlins move in Friday for the weekend, and then of course it's the All-Star break. Hey, it's nice to see Hunter Green was added to the NL roster, replaces an NL staff pitcher who's got an injury, so he joins Eli De La Cruz. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.